Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Well, of course, one of the most favourite things in Mind Food is the food, and we cook from in season because we think that's important, as it is, and we should be buying produce that not only is produced close to home, but also that's in season.
In season. And what's in season? Well, we've got Michelle on the line. Hello, it's Michelle.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well. Exactly. What's it like being the food director of a magazine?
Oh, it's fantastic. We get to go to lots of interesting places and taste lots of lovely things.
Now, today in season, what...
What's in your basket?
Yeah, what what ingredient
shopping
are we looking
basket.
At?
Yeah, your shopping basket.
This season, we're looking at rhubarb, which is really in season. It's got a lovely long season. It comes in mid-January, and it's in season right through to May. So it's a perfect one to be eating in the hotter and colder months of the year.
Is rhubarb a superfood?
Yes, it is. It's a good source of antioxidants, potassium, vitamin C, and it's full of fiber.
Now, it's actually a vegetable, isn't it? I always thought, you know, it's often confused as a fruit.
No, it is a vegetable.
Ah.
But also, you can't eat the leaves, guys. We just eat the lovely stalk. So when you go shopping for your rhubarb, you've got to look for crisp, firm plant stalks with a nice bright colour.
So tell me, what's in the leaves that's not good for you? Is it poisonous or something?
Yeah, there's an acid in the content.
Okay. Now, what would you do with rhubarb tonight? If we were shopping today, what could we do at home with rhubarb?
We could do a vanilla roasted rhubarb with rice pudding tonight.
Oh, yeah. Unbelievable.
Or we've got a rhubarb and raspberry shortcake, which is nice if you've got friends coming over on a Sunday, a beautiful afternoon tea treat for everybody.
Now, those recipes are on mindfood.com. Very easy to follow. Thanks, Michelle.
It's okay, Michael.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.